Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. I love the song of Moses when the children of Israel were rescued from the Egyptians. They had just come through the Red Sea on dry land. The Egyptians were destroyed when the water collapsed and covered them. You can find the whole song in Exodus chapter 15, but look at verse 2. Here's what it says. The Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise Him, my Father's God, and I will exalt Him. Our hymn we are going to sing today is praising this same God who delivered the Israelites and who redeems you from the power of Satan.
Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer, seed over this wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, highest archangel in glory, strength and honor give to His holy.
We are learning the books of the New Testament. Last time we learned Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, right? Now we're learning Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. So let's say that together. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Good. Let's do it one more time. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. I bet you're getting really good at this, right? So let's do every other one. It's kind of like a game. I'll do the first one, and then you say the next book, and then I'll say the third book, and we'll go back and forth, okay? Are you ready? So I'll start. Matthew, now your turn. Good. Mark, Luke, your turn. John, Acts, your turn. Romans, good job. 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Great job. Can you say all by yourself? I hope you can. If not, we have a couple more days to practice, and we're going to continue practicing throughout the coming weeks. So let's go ahead and get started with our Bible lesson for today. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back. We get to study some more today, and I am so excited that you're here with me. But before we get started, let's have a word of prayer. Dear Lord, come into our hearts. Help us to understand what we are learning today. We love you. Amen. Jesus' story about the two sons that we learned about last time was to help the religious leaders see that they were disobeying God's commandments, even though they were trying to make everyone think that they were obeying them. So they were saying one thing, and they were doing a different thing. Here's an example. If I say, you should never eat bread, and then I go and eat a bunch of bread, am I following what I'm saying? No. Do you think people will take me seriously? No. Now, that's just an example. It's not true. Bread is very good to eat, and it's very yummy to eat, especially healthy bread. But that's kind of what the Pharisees were doing. They were trying to make people think that what they were doing was right, when really everything they were doing was very wicked. Many of the people were puzzled. They had been taught to trust and respect their leaders, but they could see that Jesus was teaching the truth and that their leaders didn't like him. So the people were caught in the middle. They respected their leaders, but Jesus is the one teaching the truth. So what should they do? Jesus felt sorry for both the people and their leaders. That very same day, Jesus was in the part of the temple where people dropped their gifts of money into the chest. Let's look up Mark chapter 12, verse 41. Mark chapter 12, verse 41. This tells us the story. Matthew, Mark, remember it's the second book in the New Testament. Mark chapter 12, good, verse 41. Whew, that's a lot of verses, isn't it? It's kind of towards the end of the chapter, right before chapter 13. Mark chapter 12, verse 41. Here's what it says.
Now Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury, and many who were rich put in much.
Jesus is sitting there watching these people drop their offerings, their gifts of money into the temple treasury. Now, today, there's different ways that we can give. Have you ever heard of a Joash box? It's a box that people have in the back of the church that when people bring their offering, they can put their money into the offering box in the back of the church. There's also offering plates, which you're probably most familiar with, right? Where it's offering time and they have a prayer, and then the deacons will pass the plates to the people and the people put their money in the plates or those bags that they have. There's other ways to give to Jesus and to his church. You can give online. Now we have it so that you can take your money out of your bank, give it to the church all on your computer. Isn't that neat? And some churches even have ATM machines in their foyer. So when people walk in, they can get money out of their bank and they can give it for offering, or they can just give online right there in the foyer. There are many different ways now that we have to give, and it's important to give to God. Did you know that? It is so important that we pass on the blessings that he has given to us. Well, we need to get back to the story, don't we? Yes. Jesus was watching as rich people made a show of dropping money into the chests. They wanted everyone to notice how much they were giving. But Jesus wasn't impressed. He didn't praise them for giving large offerings. No. What did he do? Suddenly, a smile came over his face. He saw someone that nobody else was noticing. Other people who looked in the same direction saw only a poor widow who seemed shy and embarrassed. But the smile stayed on Jesus' face as he kept watching her. Jesus loves it when we give, when we share our money with the church so that they can use that money to help others. He likes it when we help others ourselves too, but he also loves it when we give to the church. Do you think Jesus loves rich people? Yes. Do you think he loves poor people? Oh, yes. Does Jesus need offering from both the rich and the poor? He needs it from both. Why did he smile as he watched this poor widow? But he didn't smile when he watched the rich people drop their money in? Do you know? We're going to find out next time. But before we go, I want to challenge you this week. Maybe you do chores around the house, or maybe there's some birthday money or Christmas money that you've been holding on to. I want to challenge you to give some money to Jesus. Look for a way that you can share what God has given you, that you can share that with others. Can you do that this week? I know that God loves a cheerful giver. That's what we've been learning in our memory verse, isn't it? Do we want to give it grumbling or angry? No. We want to give it happily and cheerfully. Let's pray. Lord, we ask that your spirit will be in our hearts, that we will look for ways to maybe earn some money, or that we will use some money that we have to give a special offering to you as a thank you for everything that you have done for us and everything that you have given us. Come into our hearts. Help us to give cheerfully and happily. Amen. Have you had the memory verse song stuck in your head at all throughout the day? I know I do. I listen to these songs and they get stuck in my head and I go around humming them all day long. That is the best thing ever. You know why? Because God wants us to hide His word in our hearts so that we won't sin against Him, so that we'll know how we are to act and what we are to do. Isn't that neat? So this memory verse teaches us that God loves a cheerful giver. So how should we give to God? Cheerfully, right? Happily. Let's sing this song together.
2 Corinthians 9, verse 7.
God loves a cheerful giver, a cheerful giver, a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver, God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver, a cheerful giver, a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver, God loves a cheerful giver.
Hey kids, it's Miss Katie here. Have you ever had a question about God or the Bible? Or as we're studying our lesson, do you sometimes have questions? Well, now is your chance to ask those questions. And guess what? We're going to answer them straight from the Bible. Send your questions to SeedPod at startingwithjesus.com, and we will let you know when those questions will air on our podcast.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.